This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg here with you. It is VSiN Prime Time here on the Sports Betting Network, coming to you live from the Circus Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas. As we get you ready for Game 1. Stanley Cup Final, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. We have Major League Baseball games in progress. We have to recap what happened earlier today because something historic happened in Major League Baseball here on Wednesday. And we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA Finals, which get underway tomorrow in Oklahoma City with the Thunder, a massive favorite over the Indiana Pacers. But we start the show as we look forward to tonight's game of the night.
The lights are on and the stakes are high. It's the primetime game of the night.
And of course, it's game one of the Stanley Cup Final. The Edmonton Oilers are hosting the Florida Panthers in a rematch of last year's Cup Final, won by the Florida Panthers in seven games. The Florida Panthers took a 3-0 lead in that series last year, only to watch the Oilers win three consecutive games and force a game seven, in which the Panthers won 2-1. Looking at the series market right now, the Oilers are a slight favorite in the series. And to me, it comes down to just them having home ice advantage. They're minus 120 to win the series over the Panthers. And that minus 120 is, like I said, because of the home ice advantage. And if you look at the game lines, this game one line has dropped down. The Oilers were minus 130 favorites, now minus 120 favorites. I can tell you that in game number two, regardless of the outcome here in game number one, you're likely to have a similar line for the Oilers as a small favorite in game number two. But when the series shifts to Sunrise, Florida, the Panthers will be heavier favorites over the Edmonton Oilers. They'll be close to minus 140 favorites over the Oilers. Total tonight is at 6.5, juiced at minus 130 to the under. That's on the DraftKings Sportsbook. If you look elsewhere, there are some sixes on the board. In fact, here at Circa, we are at 6, and the over is minus 120. Now, why is that number significant? Because 6.5 is an extremely rare total when it comes to a Stanley Cup final game. I look back at recent Stanley Cup final games going back to the last 17, 20 years or so, and we've only had three games lined with a total of 6.5. All three of those came in 2013, the Blackhawks against the Bruins, and by the way, all three of those games went under. We've had several games that are lined at 6, and those games are 5-3 to the under. But 9 straight Stanley Cup final games have been lined at 5.5. And here we have a total tonight where you can get 6.5. I would play the under at 6.5. I do think that game one will be a feeling out process between both of these teams. Not like they have to feel each other out because they certainly are familiar with each other, obviously playing in last year's Cup Final. But as far as setting the tone for the series, I don't think it's going to be a high-flying, high-scoring game early. In fact, I do like the first period to go under 1.5 goals. And then I actually like it to stay under the 6.5 for the game. But a good way to play this, and we're going to be talking with our very own Jonathan Davis coming up a little later on in the program. You read his stuff at vsin.com. He's done an incredible job breaking down the NHL all season long, especially here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where he's identified how many games have been decided by two or more goals. And so if you look at these games and you can see, well, there's not a lot of one-goal games, so we're going to take a plus money price on both of these teams to win -1.5 goals. And right now, if you look at what we have on DraftKings, the Edmonton Oilers -1.5 or +190, and you can get an alternate line on the Florida Panthers, as that one is at +240. So you can get +240 on the Panthers -1.5, +190 on the Oilers -1.5. And that's what we've seen throughout this Stanley Cup playoffs, is the games being decided by more than one goal. In fact, if we look at last year's series, a seven-game series, five of the seven games were decided by two or more goals. There was one 4-3 game. That was game number three, I believe. And then we had a 2-1 game number seven. Five of the seven games in last year's Cup Final decided by two or more goals. In fact, we had several games in last year's Stanley Cup Final decided by three or more goals. And that's been the key for me when it comes to these favorites here in these Stanley Cup playoffs. I've given you the numbers before. I'll repeat the numbers again. When the favorite wins in these Stanley Cup playoffs in this year, 50 games the favorite has won. In 35 of those games, the favorite has covered a minus 1.5 puck line. In 24 of those games, the favorite has covered an alternate puck line of minus 2.5. That's right. Almost half of the games won by the favorites in these Stanley Cup playoffs have been three or more goal deficits. And so I talk about the alternate spreads that you can play by taking the Panthers at minus a goal and a half at plus 240, or you get the traditional plus 190 on the Oilers at minus a goal and a half as they're the favorite. But if you wanted to play the Oilers on an alternate line of minus 2.5, you get plus 320 on the Oilers to win by 2.5 goals. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying that it's definitely going to happen. But based on what we've seen throughout these Stanley Cup playoffs, when these teams win, these games don't tend to be close. They could be close for the first, 55 minutes, right? And then once the goalie's pulled, who knows how many empty net goals you get at the end of these games. As teams have shown, you know what? We lose by one, we lose by three. It doesn't matter. So we could see multiple empty netters. We can see multi-goal victories by these teams, as I mentioned, like we saw in last year's Stanley Cup Final. Five of the seven games decided by two or more goals. Right now, you can get the Oilers minus a goal and a half at plus 190. You can play an alternate on the Panthers minus a goal and a half at plus 240. I do like the Edmonton Oilers tonight in game number one. I think on home ice, the Oilers are going to set the tone for this series. The Oilers are sitting in a positive trend right now as far as home teams are concerned in game number one. Going back through the last 17 seasons, the home team is 13-4 in game number one of the Stanley Cup Final. 13-4 in game number one, and that would be the Edmonton Oilers tonight on home ice. The Oilers, as I mentioned, are a slight favorite in this series, and that's a trend that has been positive over the last several years as well. Shout out Evan Abrams on the Action Network, who was on VSiN yesterday on VSiN Primetime, who mentioned that series favorites over the last 22 years in the Stanley Cup Final are 18-4. Five straight wins the favorite has won in the Stanley Cup Final. Five straight years. And that would be the Edmonton Oilers as a slight favorite in this series right now over the Florida Panthers. So for me tonight, I lean Oilers. I like the Oilers. I'm going to take a shot at that plus 190 on the minus a goal and a half. And as far as the series is concerned, how I'm playing the Conn Smythe market, I'm going with, for the Panthers, Sergei Bobrovsky at plus 250. Because if the Panthers win this series, it's going to have to be because of Bob. The higher scoring this series is, the more likely that the Edmonton Oilers win. Because with all due respect to Florida, as great as they are, the Oilers are a more dangerous offense, even without Zach Hyman. They're a more dangerous offense. And their power play is unbelievable. So if it's a high-scoring series, I think it favors Edmonton. But if Sergei Bobrovsky can be playoff Bob, and he can limit the scoring, he absolutely will be the Conn Smythe winner for the Florida Panthers should they win the Stanley Cup once again. You can make arguments for Alexander Barkov if he has a tremendous defensive series against Connor McDavid. That's something that people are going to talk about. Sasha Barkov was the Selke Trophy winner as the best defensive forward in the NHL this year. But at home for the Oilers in games one and two, they got the final change. They could make sure that McDavid's not on the ice with Barkov. Kind of little game that the coaches will have to play with each other. for the Oilers, I understand the reasons why Connor McDavid's the favorite. We get it. He's incredible. He's the best player in the world. Last year wins in a losing effort, absolutely deserved to win last year. I mean, no one argues that. We all bet him. We loved it last year for him to win. But this year, little bit different story. Connor McDavid right now leads all scorers in the postseason with 26 points. 1 point behind him, 1 point behind him is his teammate, Leon Draisaitl. Draisaitl has one more goal than McDavid, two less assists. But if you look at the series prop markets, Leon Draisaitl is the betting favorite to lead this series in goals scored. If, in fact, he leads the series in goals scored and the Oilers win and Draisaitl winds up leading the entire postseason in goals scored, he's going to get voted to be the Conn Smythe over Connor McDavid. At plus 750 odds, that is an incredible value on Leon Draisaitl to be the Conn Smythe Award winner. More on this game coming up in a couple of minutes. We're going to be joined by Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. But I want to remind you guys about the incredible deal going on right now at Circa Las Vegas. The ultimate getaway package is just $400. You get a two-night stay, a $100 dining credit, a $100 bev credit, and your own day bed at Stadium Swim. Go to CircaLasVegas.com. Book this offer now. It's valid for stays until September 4th. Lock it in right now. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's VSiN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on VSiN Primetime. I'm Scott Seidenberg with you here on the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live, as we're a little less than an hour away from puck drop of game number one of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton. The Oilers are a slight minus 120 favorite over the Panthers, not just in the series, but also the same line for tonight's game number one. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line to talk further about the Stanley Cup Final is Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. Adam, thanks so much for joining us here. And just your first overall thoughts on this Stanley Cup rematch between the Oilers and the Panthers. Who do you give the edge to, and what are you looking forward to most in this series?
Well, I think, you know, as far as who gets the edge, you know, my pick, we had our picks on NHL.com. I think Florida's got a really good chance to repeat. I think they're a better team today than they were a year ago when the Stanley Cup Final was held last year between these teams. I think the additions of Brad Marchand and Seth Jones just makes them a deeper, more skilled team all over the ice. And I think it's going to be as good as a series as it was last year, going seven games with Edmonton coming back from 3-0 down to force that game seven. I think this series could be even better, because I think the Oilers are also a little bit better than they were a year ago. So this should be a lot of fun. And I'm assuming it's going to go seven games once again.
That's what I think as well. I think it's a deep series, at least six games. And so I think I would sprinkle right now on DraftKings, you can get plus 200 on the series to go six games, plus 200 on the series to go seven games. I think sprinkle your bets between both and you're going to have an opportunity to make some money here. As far as the historical context goes, you know, I tweeted something out a couple of weeks ago or last week. I found it to be fascinating. I'm wondering how much people are talking about this idea, Adam. You know, Gretzky loses his first trip to the Cup and then wins it the next year in a rematch against the Islanders. Crosby loses his first trip to the Cup, wins it the very next year in a rematch against the Red Wings. And here we have Connor McDavid loses his first trip to the Cup with a chance to win it in a rematch against the Panthers.
It's amazing how these things come together like this, isn't it? It's just so fascinating. And you know, it's a really good comparison because you're talking about the best player of their generation, Gretzky for him, Crosby for him, and now obviously McDavid is clearly the best player in the league. I think, though, where it maybe goes a little off course, I think this year's Panthers team is probably a little bit better equipped than that 84 Islanders team that lost to the Oilers and that 09 Red Wings team that lost to Pittsburgh. I think if you look at those two teams, those are older players. Certainly the Islanders were at the end of their run of four straight championships you know, the Red Wings were a veteran group that was, you know, had seen its better days. And I think this Florida team, they're still all in their prime. Like, Barkov's in his prime. Ekblad, Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, those guys are in the prime of their careers. Same with, I mean, Bobrovsky's a little bit on the older side, but their key players are really just in the prime of their careers. So I think that makes it a little bit of a different, but it's such a fascinating thing to see. And look, I think if McDavid, if the Oilers win it, Connor McDavid is going to hold a Stanley Cup at some point in his career. Mm-hmm. I don't envision him playing 16, 17, 18 years and not having his name on the cup at least once. He's just so good. He can almost will a team to a championship by himself. It's very rarely you're able to say that about any player in the league, but if there's one, it would be him. But I don't know if this is the year. It'll be great if it is, though. It would be great for hockey to see the best player in the league in that photo that lasts forever of him holding the Stanley Cup.
And for Canada, who has not won, a team from Canada has not won the Cup since the 1993 Montreal Canadiens, of course. Adam, when it comes to the Edmonton Oilers, we know how deep they are. This is one of the more talented rosters in the entire NHL. But how big is the loss of Zach Hyman for them going into this series?
It's a huge loss. It's a guy who touched every element of their game. He keys their physical play. He was leading the league in hits when he got hurt. He was poised to set the single playoff record for hits in a playoff season. He's that net front guy on the power play that once he anchors himself, you can't move him. And he creates chaos and havoc and allows the other guys on the ice to sort of do their thing and put pucks on net, knowing that there's a guy who's going to clean up the rebounds, clean up the garbage in front, and be a real big producer that way. Same at 5-on-5. So you take a guy like that out of your lineup, you know, they're going to lean on Kasperi Kapanen a lot, I think, to do some of those same things. He's got a lot of that same skill that Hyman brings, the size and the strength, but he just doesn't have the touch in front of the net that Hyman does. So it's a pretty sizable loss for them not having him at any point during this playoff run.
Talking to Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Satterberg. It is VSiN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network as we preview Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight between the Oilers and the Panthers. Adam, let's talk Conn Smythe here because I have bets on Sergei Bobrovsky. I have a bet on Leon Draisaitl. And I want you to help me make the case for a couple of these guys. The case for McDavid we know about. We're gonna put him to the side. But help me make the case for Sergei Bobrovsky and Sasha Barkov for the Florida Panthers, and the case for Leon Draisaitl for the Oilers?
Well, I think to me, if I had a vote right now, it would be for Barkov. Just the way he leads that team in every aspect. Just go back and watch the pass that he made to Carter Verhaeghe to set up the game-winning goal to eliminate the Hurricanes. I mean, just the vision, the touch, the way he leads on the forecheck, uses his strength to bump the guy off the puck, and uses that amazing skill to feather that backhand pass through the crease onto Verhaeghe's stick for the tap-in goal. It's remarkable. I put a note on Twitter. I said, just give him the Conn Smythe right now. I don't think you're going to see a better play during the postseason than the forecheck, the hit, the bump off the puck, and then that little pass. It was remarkable. So for me, he's the Conn Smythe leader in the house right now. Could you make a case for Sergei Bobrovsky? Absolutely. You know, you look at how he's continued to get better. If you go back to 2 years ago when they started this run of three straight trips to the final, Sergei Bobrovsky wasn't their starter to start the playoffs in 23. It was Alex Lyon because Bob had struggled down the stretch in the regular season and Lyon had played so well. Well, then it turns once the playoffs start and then you see the real Sergei Bobrovsky come back and he carries them to the final and then he carries them to a cup and now he's carried them again to get back to the cup final, sort of defying the age. I believe he's top five oldest goalie in the league, but he's still as flexible, as fast down low as he's ever been. You know, if you're a voter for the Conn Smythe and you think Bobrovsky is the guy, you really can't make an argument against it. For me, though, I think Barkov, just because he touches so many different elements of their game, 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill, he sets the standard for everything that they do.
As far as Drysdale is concerned, you know, for me, the reason why I picked him is because of the price value. Like, he's plus 750, even higher in some books here in Vegas, and he's only 1 point behind McDavid for the most points in this entire playoffs. And if we just look at the betting markets for who's going to have the most goals in this series, Drysdale is the favorite. So if the Oilers win the Cup and Drysdale does wind up having the most goals in the entire series, that should mean he'll have the most goals in the entire playoffs. Can you see the voters voting for Drysdale over McDavid should Edmonton go on to win?
I think it could happen. It depends. I think you have to put some context into that. If it's a 4-1 game and Leon scores the fourth goal in a 4-1 game,
good point.
I don't think it means as much as if he scores, you know, the double overtime winner, so to speak. You know, let's put it that way. So I think you have to put a little bit of context in there. Yes, obviously the hardest thing to do in hockey is to score goals. And if you score more goals than any other player on the ice, you absolutely deserve, you know, some consideration for that Conn Smythe trophy. But I think with McDavid, you know, you see how intimidating he is with the puck or without the puck because of the threat that he brings every time he steps on the ice. Not that Drysdale doesn't, but I think McDavid does it a different way, where he can take the puck 200 feet, beat all five guys on the ice, deke the goalie out of his shorts, and score. Nobody else in the league, I don't think, maybe Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche, but there are not a lot of guys who can do what McDavid can do. And that's not to take anything away from Drysdale, because he's also probably a top five player in the league. But if you're asking me to put, you know, my favorite on who could win the Conn Smythe from the Oilers, it would have to be McDavid, just because of the fear he strikes in the hearts of the opposition because of all the things he can do.
Adam, final thing. We've got about a minute left. I know you're up there at the Scouting Combine in Buffalo. I know you host the NHL Draft Class podcast on NHL.com. So give me the pick number, 1, 2, or 3. Where does James Hagans from Boston College get drafted?
That's a fantastic question, because it could be anywhere from 2, probably down to 7.
Wow.
I believe, to me, you know, Matthew Schaefer, the defenseman from the Erie Otters in the Ontario League, is going to be the number one pick in the draft. After that, there's a lot of question marks. There's a lot of guys who are very talented, but the line to separate them is very, very thin. I think with James Hagans, what you see is a little bit of Jack Hughes from the New Jersey Devils, a guy who's physically underdeveloped right now. But if you wait 3-4 years, you have a guy who has elite level skill. I'm talking 80, 90 points a season for 10, 12 seasons, because he's that smart. He's that skilled. He skates that well. He needs to get bigger. He needs to get stronger. But he's a guy that's going to make some team very happy.
Blackhawks at 3. Pair him up with Connor Bedard, and you got yourself a Drysdale and McDavid for the future. Hey, Adam, appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy the series, my friend.
Thanks, Scott. Anytime.
There he is, Adam Kimmelman of NHL.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's primetime here on VSiN.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back here on Primetime, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the sports betting network. Great stuff there from Adam Kimmelman on the Stanley Cup Final, as he is all over McDavid. Why not to be the Conn Smythe Award winner? But he makes a great point for Alexander Barkov. And right now, if you're looking at the betting markets and you want to take a shot on Barkov to win the Conn Smythe Award, he's at plus 550 as your third favorite behind Connor McDavid and Sergei Bobrovsky. I want to get into some of the prop markets that we talked about briefly when I mentioned Leon Draisaitl is the favorite to lead the series in scoring, or in goals, I should say, not in points. But I wanted to take a look at some of these series prop markets and go over who I think has potential to capture some of these fields, and if there are any long shots that we want to take a little sprinkle on. Right now, if we look at the most shots on goal for the entire series, this is the first market that you can bet up on DraftKings right now. Again, most shots on goal in this series. Now, keep in mind that most of the time, a lot of these guys take shots that get blocked or they wind up missing the net. That happens a lot. That's not considered a shot on goal. So we want guys that are going to have the opportunity to get shots on the net. And so let's just take a look at some of the stats here. And I want to take a look at shots on goal per 60 in this you know, we're going to break this down a bunch of different ways. But here's your betting market right now. Those are the odds that you can see on the screen. Connor McDavid's the favorite at plus 225. Sam Bennett of the Panthers next at plus 400. Leon Draisaitl plus 450. Sam Reinhart plus 950. And Carter Verhaeghe is plus 1100. Matthew Tkachuk plus 1500. So let's take a look at some numbers here. Between these two teams, shots on goal per 60. Do you know who the leader is between both of these teams? It's actually Kasperi Kapanen with 12.71 shots on goal per 60 minutes. Then Sam Bennett would be next of the Panthers at 10.67. If we look at shots on goal per game, number one out of both of these teams, Connor McDavid, 3.7. Going further down the list, next, Sam Bennett with 3. Then Kasperi Kapanen, 2.9. And no one's talking about Kapanen. I mean, he's played 7 games compared to McDavid's 16. So obviously the numbers are a little bit skewed because Kapanen hasn't played a full complement of games here. But, I mean, the numbers are there as he's getting a bunch of shots on goal. I don't even see him on this list. But let's keep looking down the list here of, again, shots on goal per game. So I mentioned McDavid's number one with 3.7. Sam Bennett of the Panthers is next at 3. We talked about Kapanen. Okay. Keep moving down the list. Sam Reinhart, 2.7. Then Leon Draisaitl, 2.6. Evander Kane, 2.5. So Bennett, a reasonable second favorite. Reinhart, though, see, that's what's interesting. The difference between Reinhart and Draisaitl is not that much in terms of the stats, but the numbers in the betting markets are drastically different. Plus 450 for Leon Draisaitl, plus 950 for Sam Reinhart. And then how about, as I mentioned, Evander Kane, 2.5 shots on goal per game. Evander Kane sitting here at 17-1 to have the most shots on goal in this series. How about the most goal market? We've mentioned this before. It is Leon Draisaitl is the favorite at plus 275, followed by Connor McDavid at 5-1. Sam Reinhart is next at plus 700. Matthew Tkachuk is plus 800. Then Alexander Barkov at plus 950. Carter Verhaeghe is at plus 1100. And then Sam Bennett is also at 1100. Now, Sam Bennett leads the Panthers in goals. He is, in fact, not just the leader of the Panthers in goals, he has scored the most goals in this entire playoffs right now. Sam Bennett has scored 10 goals in these playoffs. The next highest amongst these two teams is Leon Draisaitl with 7. But yet Sam Bennett, to lead the series in goals, is plus 1,100. I mean, that's crazy that you can get a good value on a guy like that. By the way, I want to go back to the shots real quick as we talk about like the shots on goal and McDavid having, you know, the leader in the clubhouse. He's had the most shots on goal. Sam Bennett has had the second most shots on goal in these playoffs. And if we look at shot attempts, so again, this factors in shots that miss the net and that shots are blocked. McDavid with 108 has the most. And Connor and Carter Verhaeghe is second at 107. So let's think about that. Verhaeghe shots on goal is at plus 1100, and he's got the second most attempts in this entire playoffs. I think there's value here on some of these long shots to lead the market. You know, it's pretty interesting when you consider the potential to pick some of these players in these prop markets. Yes, the favorites are the favorites for a reason. We understand. There's McDavid more likely to get shots on goal than other guys. More likely to get goals is Leon Draisaitl. But the fact that there's a window, there's an avenue, there's a path, I should say, for some of these other players to capture some of these markets, the difference in pricing, I think, is fantastic. McDavid's the leader in the club to have the most points at plus 130. Leon Draisaitl next at plus 265, followed by Alexander Barkov at plus 900. So fun markets to bet into. in terms of the series pricing, right? Who's going to have the most goals? Who's going to have the most shots? Who's going to have the most points? It's fun markets that you can bet into here in regards to the Stanley Cup Final. Game number one coming up about, about a half an hour or so from now there in Edmonton. I'm Scott Sadenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live. Coming up in the first intermission, we're going to be joined by our very own Jonathan Davis, who has great stuff up on VSIN.com breaking down the Stanley Cup playoffs. In fact, you can find more of our coverage on the Stanley Cup playoffs right now on the VSIN Watch app. Get you ready for everything going on between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. There's been an interesting trend here that when we look at the rematch here, and I know that Evan Abrams of the Action Network, again, yesterday on VSIN Primetime, talked about a lot of these, so I was jotting down some notes as he was on with, or maybe it was the other day, he was on with Tim, I believe, Tim and Humans. If we look at the rematches in all four major sports, the NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL, this is the first time in 40 years that we have had the favorite from last year that won. So in this case, the Panthers were favored over the Oilers last year, and they won. That team is now an underdog in the rematch because the Panthers are an underdog here to the Oilers. That hasn't happened in 40 years. So that's historic when it comes to what we're seeing here for this Stanley Cup final. For me, once again, I'm on the Oilers home game tonight. Home teams 13-4 in the last 17 Stanley Cup final games. And I like the under as well. I think this goes under in the first period of 1.5. I think it goes under 6.5 of the game. If you're going to play the under, you got to get the 6.5. Right now available up on DraftKings, juice to the under at minus 130. I wouldn't necessarily play it at 6. I like it at 6, but I wouldn't play it at 6. I'd play it at 6.5. Because 6.5 is a rare number when it comes to a Stanley Cup final game. We just don't see it. We just don't. Only 3 times in the last however many years. The last time we had totals of 6s was 2013. And you can even go back further before that. 3-0, by the way, those three unders in 2013, the three games in 2013 with a total of 6.5, all three of them went under. We've had 9 straight Stanley Cup final games that have been lined at 5.5. And that obviously that includes last year's Stanley Cup final. So to me, the under is the way that I lean here between both these teams. At 6.5, it's a play on the under. At 6, it's a lean on the under. And for the first period, I like the under 1.5. I think that this winds up being a low-scoring game one. Look at what we saw last year. It was a 3-0 win in game number one last year. 3-0 for the Florida Panthers at home. And then a 4-1 win for the Panthers in game number two at home. Before it was a 4-3 win in game number three. And then the Oilers with the 8-1 rout. 5 of the 7 games last year decided by 2 or more goals. Several of them decided by 3 or more. Something to keep an eye on when it comes to how we're going to bet these games. Hey, if you want to bet smarter this upcoming football season, become a VSIN Pro subscriber today and get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now, get instant access to a daily email with the best bets, a real-time betting switch from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSIN Watch app, and our upcoming NFL betting guide coming out on July 1st. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Use promo code BOOK to sign up now. I'm Scott Sadenberg. This is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSIN Primetime on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Scott Sadenberg back here with you. It is VSIN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network. We'll get back into the Stanley Cup Final as we get closer and closer to puck drop, which will occur about 8:10 Eastern time or so, depending on how long pregame festivities go. So we'll get you some best bets coming up for Game 1 in a little bit later from now, about 15, 20 minutes or so from now. Wanted to check in on what's going on in Major League Baseball. First off, earlier today, we have to bring up the fact that the Colorado Rockies have swept a series. I paused for dramatic effect there because, like, I couldn't believe it myself. Forget about the fact that yesterday's win for the Rockies snapped a streak of 22 consecutive series. 22 consecutive series that they have lost was snapped by that win yesterday. But this win against the Marlins earlier today, 2024, May 2024, the last time this team had a three-game sweep. It's been a year. Congratulations. I thought for sure they were not going to win three in a row, but they did. A 3-2 win over the Marlins as Kyle Freeland, for the first time this season, Kyle Freeland picked up a win. Only the second time this year that there was a game in which Kyle Freeland pitched that the Rockies won a game. And Freeland was amazing. 6 1/3 innings, gives up 2 runs. Both of those runs came in the bottom of the 7th inning. So he went 6 shutout innings before getting tagged for 2 runs there on 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, 0 walks. By far the best start for him this season. And for Cal Quantrill, hard luck loser. 5 innings, 2 runs allowed. You're facing the Rockies. You should win that game. And Cal Quantrill should know that, you know, more so than anybody because he pitched for the Rockies last year. But they get the win. You know, congratulations. They have now swept the Marlins, and we'll see if they carry this momentum into their next series. They are not on the schedule for tomorrow on Thursday, but the Rockies will play on Friday, and we'll see if they can make it 4 consecutive wins. Rockies will host the New York Mets for a series beginning on Friday. There is one game that was postponed today. That is the Royals and the Cardinals. So they're going to have a doubleheader tomorrow. I was very much looking forward to betting this. I had a first 5 bet in on the Royals plus a half a run in the first 5 with Noah Cameron on the bump. I was surprised to see Noah Cameron listed as an underdog. I mean, look at this kid's numbers this year. He has been phenomenal for the Kansas City Royals to the point where I'm thinking that maybe he's in the Rookie of the Year conversation in the American League. He's not, because we certainly have Jacob Wilson running away with that award for the A's, and then Jack Caglione gets called up for the Royals. He's now your second favorite to win the American League Rookie of the Year. But Noah Cameron's had an incredible start for the Kansas City Royals, and we'll see what both of those teams decide to do with their pitching schedules for the doubleheader coming up tomorrow. We should get more clarity on that a little bit later on. But games in progress right now. The Pirates with a 3-0 lead over the Astros, bottom of the 4th inning in Pittsburgh. The Pirates, who are one of the lowest scoring teams in Major League Baseball, who give their pitchers no run support, couldn't give Paul Skenes any run support yesterday, as Skenes goes 8 innings, allowing 1 run on a solo home run in the 7th inning, and picks up the loss. And if you look at pitchers in Major League Baseball that have had double-digit starts, and you look at the run support, 3 of the lowest pitchers in baseball in terms of the run support: Paul Skenes, Mitch Keller, Andrew Haney, all 3 pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They get no run support. But tonight, a game started by Mike Burrows. They have scored 3 runs already in the first 3 innings. So, run support now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They lead the Astros 3-0 going to the top of the 5th inning. Going to the bottom of the 5th, no score between the Cubs and the Nationals in D.C. Matthew Boyd got the start for the Cubs and Mackenzie Gore for the Nationals. The Cubs loaded the bases in the top of the 1st inning. Single, single, single. And did not score a run. They proceeded to go strikeout, strikeout, foul out. And did not score a run in the top of the 1st inning. And I thought for sure, after that happened, the Nationals would score in the bottom of the 1st. Because it seems to always work out that way. That there's just momentum carried by the team that shuts down the opposition in an opportunity to score not one, but multiple runs. How do the Cubs not score there? And in fact, they haven't scored for the rest of this game, and they haven't even gotten a hit for the rest of this game. That's right. 3 hits off of Mackenzie Gore for the first three batters of the game. It was a single by, let's see, leading off, single by Ian Happ, single by Seiya Suzuki, single by Kelly. They hold Ian Happ at third. Those three hits for the Cubs for the first three batters of the game are the only three hits that they have gotten. In fact, those are the only three hits in the game. Because right now, in the bottom of the fifth inning, Matthew Boyd has not allowed a base runner for the Washington Nationals. Matthew Boyd has gone three up, three down in all four innings. And right now, he gets the first batter low to strike out in the bottom of the fifth. So Matthew Boyd, some would say, perfect through four and a third. I'm not saying I don't want to jinx it or anything, but, you know, I mean, come on, I'm just telling you how it is. That's where we are there, bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the third inning in the Bronx, the Guardians with a 3-0 lead over the Yankees. Clark Schmidt is on the bump for the Yankees. Luis Ortiz pitching for the Guardians. And the Yankees are in an interesting situation right now. And you have to think about this when you're handicapping these Yankee games and you're trying to bet these Yankee games, okay? Luke Weaver, the Yankee closer, is out for 4 to 6 weeks. So Devin Williams, the guy who the Yankees brought in to be their closer at the beginning of the season, has an opportunity now to regain that job. And Devin Williams has been okay in the setup role. He did go through a stretch where he had a bunch of consecutive scoreless outings and people thought he was getting his mind right. But then he gives up a run in a save situation against the Angels, gives up a run, still locks down the save. And then last night gets called in the first game without Luke Weaver, you know, gets called in to get the save in the ninth inning, gives up a double and a single, one run allowed, still gets the save. But this is the roller coaster that Yankees, the Yankees fans and Yankees backers are going to be on over the next month or so without Luke Weaver. Can you trust Devin Williams to close out these games? And it's going to get exciting. It's going to get exciting. And I don't mean that in like a really good way. Top of the fourth inning, the Phillies with a 1-0 lead over the Blue Jays. Jose Berríos starting for the Blue Jays, and starting for the Phillies is Mick Abel. Abel's a guy that is certainly good enough to stay at the major league level. He's gotten one start. He was really good in that one start, but he's the type of guy that it's going to be spot duty. It's going to be, you're going to get called up. You're going to start. We need you here. We don't need you. We're going to send you down, let you work on stuff in the minors. I don't think that the Phillies are ready to have him stay with the big league club for the remainder of the season, but he's certainly that talented. So I liked him on the mound tonight. I certainly like Berríos at home. He's a guy that's much better at home than he is on the road. Right now, Phillies a 1-0 lead, top of the fourth inning. So looking all right for your first five inning under so far in Toronto. Meanwhile, bottom of the first inning, the Rays with a 1-0 lead over the Texas Rangers. And that's early on, just bottom of the first inning. The Rangers, they can't score. I mean, they have one of the most anemic offenses in baseball. We talk about the Pirates not being able to score. The Rangers certainly can't score. They're the best under team. They're the best under team at home specifically. But this is a situation with Kumar Rocker on the mound. I wanted to fade the Texas Rangers, back Shane Baz at home, and just fade this Rangers offense until they show that they can score runs, which right now they can't. And then we have a couple of games in rain delays. The Braves and Diamondbacks in Atlanta, Tigers and White Sox from the south side there are in rain delays. Matthew Boyd has gotten through the fifth inning, for those who are wondering. He does get through the fifth, 1-2-3. So Matthew Boyd, perfect through five innings for the Chicago Cubs, as the Cubs and Nats are scoreless going to the top of the sixth. Five perfect innings, and this is the best part. And this is where you have to kind of think about it in terms of, is there potential for something great to happen? Matthew Boyd has only thrown 45 pitches. 45 pitches through five innings. He has the potential to do something special tonight. Hey, Edge Boost is the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums, earn cashback rewards, 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with promo code PRIME. Deposit $25 and Edge Boost will match the deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. Coming up next, best bets for game number one of the Stanley Cup Final, which is about to get underway in Edmonton. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Primetime here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.